listeners, welcome back to another episode of Double Trouble, where every story is double the trouble and double the problems. Today's episode, posted on December 7, 2018, we are interviewing Olivia, who was in love with someone who wasn't who she thought they were. We are here at Olivia's house in Elyria to find out the scoop on the drama-filled life. Stay tuned! So, to start off, what do you think your qualities are?
People would say that I'm very persistent, beautiful, powerful, and rebellious. When there is something I want, I won't stop until I get it. Take Cesario, for example. There were many times when he tried to tell me he wasn't interested and I wouldn't stop trying. Also, I feel I am very beautiful. I've been told this by many people and I have had numerous suitors. Some may say I'm rebellious because I fell for Cesario. He is not of the same social class status as me, and we are not the same age. I also approached him as most women would not think of such a thing and wait for the man to approach them. I am in a powerful position because my father and brother died, and I inherited everything. I make all the decisions now.
So, Olivia, how did you feel when Cesario kept rejecting your offers?
When I first met Cesario, he was the most charming young man I have ever seen. I wanted to marry him since the first day I met him. I wanted to be with him until death. I cared about him and had powerful emotions towards him. I wanted to show him how much he meant to me by giving him my important jewelry, a ring, and my locket. When he denied my offers and told me he will never love a woman, it made me feel empty inside, like I meant nothing to him. But that did not stop me from wanting him, and I could not give up so easily. I kept trying to get him to fall in love with me, like the way that I fell in love with him.
Tell me, why did you let Sir Andrew and Sir Toby stay in your house when they are disobeying your rules?
Whether I like it or not, Sir Toby is a part of my family, and we must stick together. I allowed Sir Toby to stay at my house as a favor. However, I was almost at my breaking point when he and his friend, Sir Andrew, would drink at all hours of the day, be disruptive, and cause many problems with the household members, while I am mourning my brother's death. It was highly inappropriate and disrespectful on his behalf.
Olivia, you were mourning your brother's death and you did not want a relationship, but when you met Cesario, you changed your mind. Why?
When I first saw Cesario, it was love at first sight. He was young and very beautiful. I was very intrigued by his poetry and how he would stand up to me and say things like it is. Thy tongue, thy face is what I say. I admire that in someone because I have never come across someone so abrupt. It made me want to be with him even more. I would not resist myself from loving him.
How did you feel when you found out that Cesario was actually a young woman?
I was so shocked when I saw Cesario standing beside a man who looked just like him. I wondered what was going on and who did I just marry. I could not really believe what I was seeing. There were two Cesarios, but as they stood before me, I became confused. Who were these two? Were they trying to trick me? As they were questioned by all that were there, I was able to understand what happened. I am married to Sebastian now, and it is working out, and we are learning about each other every day.
How did you feel when Maria pretended to be you to trick Malvolio into thinking you liked him?
When Maria wrote letters to Malvolio pretending to be me, I was a little taken back by it. At the time, I was very upset and I had a lot on my mind. I was mourning my brother's death, annoyed with Sir Toby and Sir Andrew's arrogance, the members of my household absurdity, Orsino's love messages that meant nothing to me, and the rejection of my love to Cicero. I was going through a very hard time, and I did not appreciate the joke that was and the laughter that was spread throughout the house. I did not want another negative thought in my head. However, by the time I found out about the letters, I was more concerned about the truth to why Cicero was lying to me and why he was in Illyria.
Thank you so much, Olivia, for allowing us to interview you today, for giving us insight on your life. Come back next week for a new episode of Double Trouble. Thanks and goodbye.